We are talking about general fire safety and more specifically the Washington fire response as well on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined by Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga and Tuolumne County's Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. I think the Washington fire was definitely a wake-up call to many in the area. This is the first time in my memory that downtown Sonora has been under an evacuation order, parts of it in my memory. And I'll pose this next question to Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. Do you hope that people will kind of understand the significance of this event, and it helps kind of prepare people for what could be another future event down the road?
Yeah, we were very, very lucky. And I think it is really important for everyone to take personal and individual responsibility for their preparedness. And that is in so many levels. You know, just because we had this fire doesn't mean that we're not going to have another one. And we need to be conscientious and thinking always about the preparedness side of it. Having a go bag, signing up for the emergency alert notification, having a plan, knowing the routes to get out of where you live in your communities, talking with your family about this, practicing. I often tell folks it's a great family exercise to wake everybody up at midnight when they, and not plan it, give them 5 minutes to get everything in the car and find your way out in the middle of the night when you're half asleep. And it's better to do that and make kind of fun game out of it as opposed to when it's actually happening and it's chaotic very intense during the events of a wildfire. So there's the steps that we could do, and we need to continuously do that to help better prepare for the next time, because it will happen, and it could happen any day. We are still right in the middle of fire season, and we have a long way to go, and it just needs to be a part of our daily lives, being prepared, being ready for that next event.
You know, when it comes to finding evacuation routes, obviously a challenge, you don't know where exactly any particular fire may be. What's your advice just to, on that regard, to prepare ahead of time to find a potential evacuation routes?
Yeah, and we like to call them egress routes. It's a terminology. The sheriff will enjoy, my emphasis on this, but we do have also in our emergency services website, we do have community maps that folks can print out and look at those ways and kind of make that plan. I find it interesting. There are a lot of folks in our communities that don't know all of the roads as well as they could or should. So taking that map, printing it, and kind of driving a different route every single time when you leave during the day or in the middle of the night or whatever time that you do leave your house is really becoming situationally aware of ways to get out of there. It's a great exercise, and there are easy ways for you to practice and understand what those routes might be.
And City Administrator Rudikanga, anything you'd like to add in the realm of fire safety and preparedness?
Yeah, it's really crucial. Both the City of Sonora, and I know the county as well, has ordinances in regards to defensible space within your property. And I just want to urge our residents to ensure that they are creating defensible space around their property. It's essential to improve your home's chance of surviving a wildfire. If there's any concern of what that looks like or what you need to be doing in your property, please don't hesitate to contact our fire department. We do have some information on our website as well, but our fire department can also walk you through what that looks like. We really need to be taking all the chances we can to protect ourselves in a wildfire, and defensible space is that number one thing that we can be doing to protect your property.
Well, we've got a few minutes left still on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking a lot about the Washington fire and just the general fire season in general. I'll go back to OES Coordinator Dory Beats. Any other topics that would be important to bring up right now to the community or things that we haven't mentioned yet on the show?
Well, I think we are improving our systems for emergency alert. We hear a lot about sirens or audible alert notification systems being discussed through our county. Understand that OES and Sheriff are working together to help create more layers for us to notify residents in the event of an emergency. I also want to stress that we need to communicate with our visitors as much as possible as well. We have a lot of folks that come to visit our community who may not understand and know some of the things that we do as far as the routes and the terrain, et cetera, and the vulnerability that we have in this high fire severity zones that we live in. I also think it's really, really important that folks take the time to prepare, but when they are asked to leave and they are told to leave, they need to do so. It is so vital that folks listen to those orders and those warnings that are coming out through the sheriff's office if we have another evacuation. It is very important. We cannot do our job, and our first responders cannot do their job unless you yourself are a part of that solution. And that means getting out when we tell you to go. It is really, really important to do so.
You know, somewhat intertwined to fire season is drought. Is that something that you're also watching closely as OES coordinator?
Yes, absolutely. The county has currently also proclaimed a local state of emergency due to drought. We will be doing a presentation to the board with recommendations to continue that local state of emergency. We are starting to see a number of wells go dry and fail throughout the county, we are definitely watching that. It is related to fire in the sense that if we do not get continuous years of rainfall, it's not just this season, that we will start to see tree mortality, which then adds to the fuels on the ground, which then adds to, you know, the potential for a higher fire season. So we are definitely watching this. We want to make sure folks are paying attention to the resources that might be available that we can provide as a result of some of those failing or dry wells.
I remember, it seems like it was a couple of months ago that you and Rob Koslivy, the Environmental Health Director, were speaking to the Board of Supervisors about wells that were going dry. Are you still starting to see more and more of those continuing to go dry, unfortunately?
Yes, unfortunately we are. We're starting to see more of those, and we are comparing it. We will present a map at the Board of Supervisors on Tuesdays that shows the ones or those areas that we saw in the 2014 to 2017 drought and what we're starting to see now. And you start to see some similarities, and we are tracking that.
Sonora City Administrator Rudy Conga, any final comments you'd like to make?
You know, just to reiterate what Dory Beetz had been saying earlier, that we're not out of the woods yet on this fire. Unfortunately, we're still in the recovery phase, and that's going to take some time, especially when looking at cost recovery. And one last thing, please, as residents of our city and our county, please do your part to look at defensible space around your properties, as well as Dory Beetz has stated, make sure you have a plan for you and your family to evacuate when it comes to a wildfire.
I have to end on that note. We appreciate Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudy Conga and OES Coordinator Dory Beetz for being our guests this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.